News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday, Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore told The Hard Shoulder why she thinks the state should set up its own ORIP.ie alternative after several competitors have entered the market. She had this to say.
The HSE already do births, deaths and marriages. You know, they already have a register. This would just, you know, could potentially just be an extension of that, that you just have a website. And I think if it's just the one site, it could essentially replicate what ORIP.ie is doing at the moment and just become that real go-to site.
That was Jennifer Whitmore there of the Social Democrats. And I am joined now by Owen O'Malley, Professor of Politics at DCU. Owen, you think this idea is basically dead in the water.
Well, it's nuts in many ways. If you're concerned about the cost of funerals, you probably could look at the cost of undertakers and, you know, the things that they charge. A funeral costs probably $7,000.
Yeah, it does.
And the bit for ORIP.ie is going to be a pretty small part of that. So it's one of the least expensive parts of a funeral, and so that is and we can already see in any case that news websites have sprung up to compete with ORIP.ie. So presumably the price will come down.
So the market is taking care of this to some extent. What about the fact that the point that Jennifer Whitmore makes that ORIP was a kind of a destination website? It was the one, and I've used it myself. I'm sure you have too. You know, when somebody passes away, you can go on there, and within a very short space of time, you can find out the arrangements and all that kind of stuff. What about the fact that now, if there are different websites, maybe that we've never heard of, that it will be more, I suppose, disparate and challenging for people to navigate their way around the passing of somebody if they wanted to find out information?
Yeah, I mean, it does solve a certain problem if there is only one website. And I get daily notifications about, you can put in O'Malley Limerick and you'll get any O'Malleys of Limerick that die. I get an email to tell me that. So it is handy to have that one site. But there's the suggestion there was that, well, the state couldn't step in and do it for free. Of course, the state won't do it for free because it'll cost money. It'll cost taxpayers money. And there was also the suggestion that, you know, it's just an extension of births, deaths and marriages. But it takes a lot longer to register somebody's death and for that to be kind of put up formally, and usually people are already in the ground, so you can only imagine if the state were to get involved.
Also, it's a very different type of information. Death certification and registration is very different. It's very formal, and I know a little bit about it from my previous days as a doctor. When you certify somebody is dead and then they register, that's a whole different process. What's on ORIP.ie is lovely pictures and a note and arrangements and some nice words and maybe a prayer or so, you know, it's a very different, it's not at all like registering a death. I don't know why that would have been suggested. This idea latterly or recently that the state should intervene in every aspect of our lives to a certain extent. Owen, what do you make of it?
I'm not sure that it's recent. I remember...
Well, Shane Coleman did comment earlier on in the show and in response to Jennifer Whitmore and said the 1970s are calling Jennifer, they want their ideology back. So perhaps it's not that recent at all. But what do you make of it?
In trouble in Limerick, there were calls at the time that we should nationalise Dell as if the world wouldn't have computers unless the state stepped in. So there is, and we've over decades now, every time Bewley's gets into trouble, there's usually a politician who will step in and say, oh, the state needs to do something about it. And there's this assumption that the state has to solve every single problem and that the state uniquely is capable of solving problems rather than just allowing things to go. I mean, Dell closed its factory in Limerick, but now there's something else in that factory. There's a film studio there. But more recently, we heard people talk about the George Bernard Shaw pub, which was closing down. It just moved. And so this assumption that the state can solve or should solve every problem is kind of troubling in a way, And it's troubling to a large extent because the state can't do everything. And if it tries to do everything, then it ends up doing nothing properly. And it doesn't do the important bits that states should be doing, that states really do have a function in, kind of in healthcare, education and in security. It won't end up doing those things properly because it, you know, ties itself up in procedural knots and it spreads itself too thinly.
I would imagine, ironically, Owen, that in the current era that we live in with social media, that it's actually extremely easy to get out, in fact, for free, the arrangements about somebody's death and passing in a way that it never was, where previously you were solely reliant on things like newspapers and radio and all of those types of media. People have media in their pockets now that they are the authors of their own postings. I would have thought that there would be no difficulty in people finding out about arrangements should they want to in the era of Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, etc.
Yeah, so it's usually WhatsApp groups that I find out about friends, parents having died, and because I wouldn't necessarily be looking up RIP.ie for a person to be dead. And we don't, in the way that, say, my parents would have done, is gone to the back of the Irish Times every morning to see who's dead. That doesn't happen either. So, yeah, the way we find out about deaths is probably through WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure that the state would even be solving.
Are you last question for you? Are you surprised to hear politicians such as Jennifer Whitmore? I'm sure there's others who agree with her that it should be nationalised.
No, because I think there is this assumption that politicians feel that if there's any change or any issue that arises, that it's them that should uniquely be the ones who try to solve it. And there's a kind of almost, there's this assumption that the state has to do everything and that the market can't do things and things can't just work out for themselves as they usually do.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Owen O'Malley there, Professor of Politics at DCU. Let us know what you think about it this morning. Would you like to see a state agency for a let me know what you think. I'm overwhelmed with what I consider the stupidity of this idea. But nonetheless, 087 1400 107.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.